Good morning, Phil.
Morning, Darren.
We're pretty much in the middle of the season now already.
Yeah, it's starting to take shape now, isn't it? There's a few teams that have dropped off and a few that are really winning. They've been the big improvers and look like they're going to be tough to beat.
So we'll start off with the women's competition tonight, 7 o'clock. Penguin on top of the ladder, undefeated in that comp. So we'll start with the Burnie-Wynyard game tonight at Burnie.
Burnie-Wynyard, yeah. I suppose if Keely Frawley's back, which she will be, she had 3-on-3 national duties, and she certainly had plenty of basketball, and that'll do no harm. I think with her back in the team, I think that might be enough for Burnie to win that one.
Righto. Latrobe at home against Devonport.
Devonport, Latrobe, it'll be a nice game. I think Devonport will win, probably a little bit too much depth. Not sure whether Latrobe will be at full strength, but I think with the depth of the Devonport group, should be enough to beat Latrobe.
What do you think about Smithton and Somerset tonight up at Smithton?
Smithton going along quite nicely. I think they're very competitive, Smithton, and they'll certainly win this. They're probably not winning enough games to be a top four side, although that may change in the next few weeks. But they have certainly been competitive, and they've certainly improved their recruiting. So they'll beat Somerset in this game, but they've got to keep winning from now on to become a top four side, or certainly a permanent top four.
Yeah, and Ulverston girls at home tonight against Penguin. Penguin top of the ladder.
Yeah, well, as you said, Penguin undefeated, and I suppose they'll stay undefeated. Ulverston have certainly struggled this year. They haven't had their driving players, and I don't think they're going to have them for the rest of the year, so Penguin won't have any problems in this. Ulverston have just got to set some goals, try and finish the season as positive as they can.
So women on at 7, men on after that. So Burnie against Wynyard at Burnie tonight.
Yeah, Wynyard had a really strong win against Ulverston last week, and even though I wasn't there, a couple of the people I spoke to were very impressed with Wynyard, the way they played, exceptionally impressed with Taryn Armstrong, who they said was just a class above. And that's a big statement considering that Terry Masunda played for the Hoppers. So they said he was outstanding. So work ethic at both ends of the court. So even at a young age, he's certainly a leader of that team. And I think they'll win this game. They're in form, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. So I think they'll win this one.
Righto. Latrobe men at home tonight against Devonport.
Yeah, Devonport have been very inconsistent. And I think when you looked at Sapwell, he had 50 in one game and then I think the 9 the next. So, and that's sort of a story of the Devonport side. So I still think they'll beat Latrobe, but for them to worry, the top teams have got to become a little bit more consistent in the way they play.
Smithton, Somerset tonight, up at Smithton?
Yeah, Smithton aren't far off the mark, are they? They rely heavily on Bragg.
Yeah.
Kyle Clark yet to find his form. So, I think given the present makeup of the two teams, Smith should win this. Latrobe haven't been able to cover the loss of Mitchell Nance, the new guy they've brought in. I don't think it'll be enough, and Smith should win this.
Righto. And finally, Ulverston against Penguin tonight at Ulvi.
Yeah, well, Ulverston be pretty disappointed in last week's performance. I think they went to Wynyard expecting a much better effort than that. So if that's the best effort they can come up with against Penguin, then there's possibly a good chance they'll lose. Penguin will still have a pretty strong memory of the last time they played Ulverston and they got touched up. So, I just think probably on present form, Penguin in a close one.
Right. Okay, well, that's seniors tonight at Burnie, Latrobe, Smithton and Ulverston. Thanks for that, and I'll let you get back to work and enjoy your basketball.
Yeah, I think I just got docked 30 minutes, I think, so that means the family won't be out there.
See you, Phil.
All right, thanks, Darren.